Guys, I went 2 week break. Give me a break.
You went 2 weeks without drinking?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, two week break.
I'm not buying it.
No, I'm not buying it either. Why? You went 2 weeks without drinking?
Yeah. I saw Why, him, you don't believe that?
I saw him drink literally 3 days ago.
Yes.
It was 2.5 days ago. And it wasn't a lot. It was a little bit. A little too much.
White lie.
a little white lie with some white claw.
There you go. Yeah, I feel like White Claws don't count as alcohol.
It's like seltzers.
Oh, come on.
It's addicting. They are very addicting.
Drink it because I feel like that's the only thing that's in the fridge.
Beer you drink and you feel like kind of heavy after it. You're like, oh, right. Okay, I've had 2 or 3 beers. White Claws, you're like, I feel great and I'm going to have another.
Zane and I just feel heavy regardless.
Yeah. We don't need beers to tell us that.
All right, let's just hop right into this. Welcome back to the podcast.
We got to do the intro first.
Oh, right.
What is it, episode 36? Intro. Let's get into
Come
it.
Come on.
Why do I feel like this is our first podcast?
We haven't done it in a while, though. And now we're back. You know, brick wall, waterfall.
You don't. I do. So boom with that attitude.
Peace, punch, Captain Crunch. I got something you can't touch. Bang, bang, choo-choo train. Wind me up and do my thing. Reese's Pieces 7 up. Mess with me, I'll mess you up.
Hold on, what is that?
Wow, that was good, guys. That was good.
How do we know that?
Just an old childhood
saying. Is that like
saying.
A cheerleading like
it's just,
routine?
It's just a thing Matt and I like to
no,
do.
No, it's what you say to somebody when they like when you, get
it's
what
like
you did.
Whatever, like, major loser.
Yeah.
Like
I've heard of that one a lot. I've never heard, like, is that, are those a bunch of different ones and you put it all together?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think so.
Like it started out really short and then people like added on.
Yeah.
Do you think kids still do that these days? Because obviously like that was passed on from generations.
I bet they do.
Like, do they do like Miss Mary Mac?
Oh, yeah.
Black with silver
buttons all down her back.
No,
back,
I knew back. Miss Susie had a steamboat. The steamboat had a bell.
Yes.
Miss Susie went to heaven. The steamboat went to hello, operator. Please give me number 9.
The boys are in the bathroom, pulling down their flies in the meadow.
You jumped all the way to the end, Mariah.
Everyone listening is like, I have no fucking clue what they're talking about.
No, behind the refrigerator, there was a piece of glass. Miss Susie sat upon it and heard her little, ask me no more questions.
Tell me no more lies. The boys are in the bathroom, pulling down their flies in the meadow. Bees are in the park.
Miss Susie and her boyfriend are kissing in the dark.
Wow.
Did you ever do this? Crack an egg on your head, let the yolk.
Oh. To get the chills or whatever.
Cool breeze. Dude,
wait, we gotta run
the intro. Before that, it's coffee talk, baby, but we're not going to talk about that.
No, it's coffee talk, baby.
Oh, you guys didn't.
Right. It was the one where everybody would sit in a circle and everybody would go like this. They'd have their hands like this and you would slap the person next to you. Down by the river with a hanky panky.
Where the bullfrogs jump from bank to bank. Say, with the eat.
Your mama stinks and so do you.
I did Kumasaka si senyo, E-I-E-I-O. Kumasaka si senyo, E-I-E-I-O.
She grew up
one,
in Mexico.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then you slap or try to pull away.
Sounds very Native American.
Look at Zane.
I know Duck Duck Goose. Hey, I remember that one.
That's a good one.
All right.
Not those like hand games, like with like, you go.
The ones we were doing were a hand game, and the other one,
give me
down
a
by
break,
the river.
Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat.
She had a way better childhood.
It's so cool that we're all from different parts, and everyone is kind of similar but different. Like, where
yeah, you
was
guys
the communication?
Had different ones, but Zane and I just had the same exact one.
Exactly.
Yeah but how? Like, where was that communication? How did it spread? There wasn't internet to look.
Summer
it up.
Camps. It was different regional summer.
Okay,
camps.
No, there was Ask counselor? FM. There was Ask FM.
Ask
so that's
FM.
How. That's how.
Was
it
the counselors spread. Teaching us? I don't know.
I just remember learning it on like the schoolyard.
Yeah, I remember like when we would wait for our parents to pick us up when as a kid, like you'd sit outside the school, like where the carpool lanes were. Everyone would play those games.
Yeah, we would play at recess.
Time flies, man.
It really does.
Any traumas back as a child? Childhood. In school? I set it up because I have one. You know, specifically like after school walking down.
Why don't you start?
Yeah. Okay, I'll start.
No, please, stop.
So, coincidentally, it was after school on my way home, which is so weird. I was walking home, and this was back when the bus parked far away from my
Sorry,
house.
Sorry, everything everybody keeps saying, I'm putting into that rhythm, like,
yeah,
the
me too.
Back when the bus and the park, and, like, I'm like, fuck, I can't get it out of my head.
So I was like, probably like a for me, like as a fifth grader, like a mile walk home, a mile and a half walk home is pretty far from your bus stop.
It's enough to get kidnapped.
Yeah, exactly. So I get off the bus, and after like 5 minutes of walking, all of a sudden, this vulture, not vulture, it was like a black crow, started attacking me. It landed on my head.
Is this a real story?
And, yes, it's a real story. It landed on my head and started wah, wah, like with its beak. It wouldn't stop. It wouldn't stop. And I thought, I didn't know what was attacking me.
Not today,
I
thought Satan.
I was getting kidnapped. I didn't know by what, but like it took me a little while to figure out it was a fucking bird on my head because I just didn't know what was hitting me.
And you would never think. You would never think.
Exactly. And I was so scared. I was young. So I was running home, running home. I'm far.
Imagine driving. You're on the bus, like getting your ride home. You look out and you're like, is that Zane? Just
It wasn't very traumatizing, if anything.
It was almost flattering. Like, yeah. Of all the people, they picked me.
It was almost
me.
Fluttering.
Oh. Yeah,
did you guys see the TikTok of the kids on the bus recording the other kid off the bus, and his homework is getting blown away by the wind?
Oh, my God.
They're like, your homework.
And the kid filmed it perfectly. Like, it was natural.
Was there.
Natural.
Like, it looked so like a movie funny. Scene. You couldn't write that
you
shit.
You could not film that shit. You couldn't.
Oh, my gosh. Did you have any trauma as a kid?
Well,
Zane sparked up a memory for me just saying about walking home from school. I remember walking home from elementary school. So I was probably around like third or fourth grade. And I would walk with these two girls that lived on my street. And one time we looked on the ground and we saw a condom. And they were like, oh my God, it's a condom. And they were freaking out. I was like, what's a condom?
How old were you?
Second or third.
How did they know?
I didn't even know what a condom was.
Actually, no. It had to have been fourth grade because my friend had just moved on our street. And that was like around 2001.
Yeah.
And they were like freaking out. It was a condom. And I'm like, what is a condom? I had no clue what it was.
The two girls went like this.
Exactly.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
You know how like kids are, like if they're like, oh, you don't know what that is?
Yeah,
it's kind of traumatizing. You're like, well, I don't know what it is. And it's something apparently a guy uses, and I'm a guy, and I don't know what a condom is. And so then they like started explaining it to me, but like be like, Matt, you're just so immature. I think you should probably talk to your parents about this.
Oh, that's nasty.
And I'll never forget that. But then I didn't want to talk to my parents about it. So what I did was I went to school the next day and pulled out an encyclopedia and then read
what a condom was.
But it still didn't make sense to me. Like, it's like a...
So what was it?
Do you have anything, Bubba?
Traumatizing?
You
traumatized me. No, nothing crazy. I remember I flipped on like a four wheeler. That's traumatizing.
Whoa, are you okay? That's pretty traumatizing.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Anyway,
I
remember the one. Oh wait, there's one time where I was in. I had first moved to the new school in Pennsylvania, and these stupid kids. They weren't like targeting me or anything. I was just sitting at the lunch table. It was like the long lunch tables, like the long rectangular ones, and they folded up like this. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. And we had, do you remember like the macaroni with the meat sauce? You know the meat sauce I'm talking about that every school had? It was that meat sauce.
Okay.
And the kid like leaned on the table like this. And of course I had the meat sauce because I had like extra meat sauce, of course.
Because you're Italian.
She's Italian.
Yeah, it's the Amato. Give it extra meat sauce. You take good.
And
good
I was the only one that it spilled all over my outfit. And this is like halfway through the day. So then I had to go to the nurse's office and they gave me like lost and found clothes. But this is when I remember the feeling I had because this is when leggings and long shirts obviously weren't in style until like a few years ago.
Until Ariana Grande.
I called leggings tight pants. Like, do you remember, like, when leggings didn't exist or like skinny jeans, like they're tight pants.
That's what I wore.
My mom would call them hot pants. But she put me in tight pants and they weren't like a trend at all or popular. So I looked like an idiot and they put me in this big t-shirt, which nowadays would be, I'd feel a like
look.
A disco girl.
It is.
It's a look.
Bit.
Yeah, I wear it all the time. But I was mortified.
And
I was
that was
so
the look of somebody that got stuff spilled on them.
Yeah.
Messy bitch.
I was mortified. I just remember the feeling of them putting me in leggings and a big t-shirt and I was so embarrassed because that wasn't the thing to wear.
As you should.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I live to tell about it.
Never wears leggings again.
That's so funny. Like, that reminded me of what I used to wear in middle school. I used to wear like these giant dicky shorts.
I thought you were going
to
talk about skinny pants because I
Oh, no. that was in high school. I went from like the loosest clothes to the tightest clothes from middle school to high school. Mm-hmm. I thought it looked so good too.
You reminded me of like a traumatizing thing that happened to me. I think I was in maybe seventh grade, and you know, acne's starting to come up. It's a common thing, and I got one literally on the tip of my nose, the biggest pimple you could possibly imagine, and it was one of those deep ones that's under the surface that you like if you tried to pop it, you literally couldn't. And I remember my entire nose swelled up, and everybody would just be like this, just staring as they're talking to me.
Oh no!
This one kid like looked at me and was like, "Okay, Rudolph." And I just remember being like, "I wanted to die."
How old were you?
I was in seventh grade,
and
I just remember it was one of those ones that lasted like 2 weeks too, because it wasn't just like a okay, good to go.
And that stress of that disc probably made it even worse. Like it just went.
It just like grew it right got there. And I don't know why that just it really messed me up. And I feel like to this day.
Who said it to you?
This kid named Joe.
I remember.
Fucking Joe. Just,
yeah.
Fuck you, Joe.
Joe, brick wall waterfall.
I remember getting a really nasty one like that right here, and it was like there for 3 weeks. It was so bad.
Was this recent?
No, this was like.
No. Are you talking about that one right there?
No. I get this all the time, but we're good. Mariah puts makeup on me. But I remember it was there for 3 months, and this is back when like a lot of emo girl or a lot of scene girls would wear like Monroe.
The Monroe piercing.
So everybody would always say, "Nice Monroe piercing." And it would kill me because people didn't say it as a joke. People said it to like actually make you feel like shit about yourself.
Right. So I'm
still dying about Rudolph.
Fuck off.
Okay, Rudolph.
That
is terrible.
My mom had this like, oh my God, this is so weird. I never told anybody. Like this little, it was called like Clearasil, and it was like tinted. And I just remember every morning I would just be like this.
Oh, it was a tinted one.
It was kind of like
tinted moisturizer.
It was like
makeup.
So boys didn't think they were putting on makeup, but it was.
I put on my mom's makeup one time to like cover up a zit, and then this one girl, Maddie, was like, "Are you wearing makeup on your zit?"
She's that person.
And I didn't even have acne, but I was just like insecure about this one spot, and just put a little. My mom's like, "This'll do, just a little touch," and I'm like, "Okay." And then she was like,
"He probably felt so confident afterwards."
Right. Killed me.
I remember. You guys, you were talking about like the pimple cream, right?
Yeah.
I remember back then I thought of Abreva for like any pimples.
Ben is
it? Abreva.
Abreva's just for cold sores. I put that shit like.
Oh, that's funny.
Before we continue, this episode is brought to you by Honey. If you don't know what Honey is, it is an online shopping tool that saves you money online.
And it's free. Honey automatically finds the best deals and applies them to your cart at checkout.
It's super simple. When you're checking out, a little drop-down box is going to pop up. You click apply coupons and boom, baby. Prices drop.
Oh, and prices do drop because I bought myself a checkered carpet for my living room, and it saved me $100.
That's insane.
Guess how much the carpet was?
How much?
$20,000. No, it was a $700 carpet. It saved me $100.
That's so good, and it's so simple. It's so instantaneous, and it just makes sense. Why would you not want to save money? It's so simple.
They have your favorite stores on there. They got Target, Macy's, Sephora, Etsy's, you name it.
And for everybody listening, it has saved over 17 million members over $2 billion in savings.
And Honey supports over 30,000 stores, and they add more every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Not using Honey is literally passing up free money, and it's free to use and installs in just a few seconds.
Plus, it's now part of the PayPal family, so go to joinhoney.com/unfiltered to sign up.
Again, join Honey for free at joinhoney.com/unfiltered.
Does anybody in this room, like, have they ever had, like, an anxiety attack, like, anxiety at all?
All the time.
All the time. Okay, every single day.
You know how it's more normalized? Like, of course, people had it, like, way back then, but you know how it's more normalized for more people to have it nowadays?
Yes.
So, in sixth grade, I what I look back now and I'm like, that was, I was having anxiety attacks. That's what it was. I had so much anxiety and I didn't know how to explain it to anybody. And I for like the whole year,
she thought
I
she had superpowers.
The whole year I didn't say anything to anybody because I didn't know what it was. I never heard of it, like whatever. So then I finally like went up to my teacher and like tried to explain it. And as I'm explaining it, I'm looking at his face and he like thought I was literally insane. And he just looked at me like, because I was imagine in sixth grade, yeah, trying to explain what I'm feeling right now. Like, I wasn't like, I'm panicking. I didn't even know what that meant. You know what I mean? I was just like, things are going really fast, but I see that it's not. It's slow. And he was just like, and I kept going and going and going and digging myself deeper and then panicking more. And he goes, okay,
nurse,
why don't you just go to the nurse? Yeah, that's what he said. Why don't you just go to the nurse? And I went down there and they gave me a shot of Gatorade and crackers. I was like,
a shot of
they
Gatorade?
They always did that. No.
Gatorade and crackers. Put some ice on it. I'm like, okay.
You do realize that, like, we realize now that the clinic and schools were nothing.
I used to love going to the nurse. It was like a vacation. I would be like, stomach ache. Hi, Nurse Shelley.
And then you come back to the classroom at McDonald's. And
no. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that
sparked. That was the best growing up, like going to like a doctor's appointment and your mom would take you through like the drive through, get McDonald's on the way, and then you show up feeling like the shit.
No, I didn't get that treatment.
Yeah, me neither. My mom, if I had an appointment, she would make it for the weekend.
Yeah.
She would never let me, senior skip day, I was the only person in school.
My mama had my back. She was like, baby, I feel you.
If I was leaving school early, it's because I'm in trouble. I'm in deep trouble.
I'm in deep trouble.
My parents found out something, and I'm going home early so they can beat my ass and then ground me.
I think it was mostly because my mom wanted to call out of her work. God, my kid's got to go to the dentist.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Oh, my God.
She would lie, and then you go straight home?
Well, no. Like, I'm just saying, like, she would just be like, she wanted to take off work, too. So she would book me on a day. So
like an appointment.
I
got
to get out of school, too. So, but she would be like, I can't. I got to take my kid to the doctor.
That's really funny.
My mom does that shit, though. She's so funny. She'd be like, you want McDonald's?
She wants
like,
McDonald's.
I didn't bring it up. I was going to say, Mariah, do you want to talk about your experience the other day while you were filming TikToks?
Oh, the paparazzi. Like, right.
Either. What are you talking about?
I'm just so immune to it. I forget.
I just filmed so many TikToks. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, there's so much paparazzi.
So Addison came over and we're just hanging out here. And then we decided we wanted to make a TikTok. So we go out to the front outside of Heath's house.
We were outside for less than 5 minutes.
Less than 5 minutes. We're out there making a TikTok in the middle of the street. And all of a sudden, a guy comes out with his camera. Like, and like, it's not just a normal camera. It's like the one with a thing on top. Like, you could tell it's paparazzi.
Yeah. Right.
And we look at this guy, and we thought it was just a guy that was walking by. Just wanted to get a shot of, you know, kids.
You know, young kids in the street shaking ass.
Just, I don't know, just us filming something. He thought I was excited, but we found out it was paparazzi. And we're like, oh, are you paparazzi? And he's like, yeah, just keep doing your thing. And we're like, okay.
It was so weird.
And we're just like, okay, let's just go inside. This is just weird. Because he wasn't saying anything. Right. He was just filming. So we're walking away, and he's just following us. And we're trying to make it not awkward. I'm like, we're just like trying to just say shit. And he kept on going. And
it was also in a residential area. So it was very, very random.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and I just moved into this house.
Yeah, it's in our neighborhood. Like, nobody. It's not like a main street in Hollywood.
I haven't done
like
anything.
Is he following Addison?
He didn't say anybody's name.
He's following me.
He didn't say anybody's name. Like, he was silent
anything.
The whole time.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing.
He was taking pictures. He wasn't filming.
No,
he was filming. Was he
asking you guys questions?
No, nothing. No questions.
He asked Addison questions after. Hours later, like four
he
hours
later. He stayed
out
front.
Oh.
They came back inside, and hours later, they went out again.
Can you imagine if that was your job? Just like
just being
tracking
super
people.
Invasive and prying.
Yeah. I just don't understand how there's no like law to that. Like, if that was anybody else, they're a stalker. They're literally a fucking stalker. They're outside your house waiting for you to just watch your every move. But for paparazzis, for all of a sudden, it's completely okay. And people like see
Is
it
that
as
like
normal.
A law?
No, there's no, obviously there's no law because they're working. They get paid to do it. It's
no.
Huh.
But maybe if you do follow somebody for too long, it becomes stalking. Like if it was the same person who
paparazzi.
Was following you every single day, you have to give them some space, right?
I'm just surprised like these days, right now, there has been nothing done about it.
You get like a restraining order on like a girl and you like, just like, you turn into a paparazzi so you can keep doing it.
Right now I have a ring for my house. So like It's kind of like the Citizen app. If you don't know what the Citizen app, it's like a, you kind of just see what's happening around your area. Like if there's like a shooting or someone gets robbed or anything like that, it's on the Citizen app. So the Ring kind of has that like same feature where everybody that has a Ring, we all like kind of share shit that's going on. Like if somebody like steals your dog.
You got to add me to this group. I got to see.
No, no. Like I remember the one I just sent to the group. Like some, like someone like alerted all of our Rings saying, my dog just got stolen by a homeless man. I'm like, how does that happen?
Oh my God.
And you see the video of like this, the dog like prancing right next to the homeless dude. Like that was walking away and like, that's it.
Well, hopefully they put up a good reward.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So wait, but, so what did you catch?
So I, this is so weird because it connects to something from a long time ago. So we, I get a notification like these two people were robbing our cars outside of our house. I look at the picture and I could swear on my life, these people look just like the people that stole Heath's truck.
This dude,
the no. boy and the girl, the boy and the girl were the same size, the same height, the same his hoodie. The girl was holding this like satchel.
Exactly.
It was weirdly fucking similar. I sent it to Heath. I'm like, dude, these are the people, right?
Had
like,
to be. It had to.
It
be.
Looked well, like it.
Same area.
It's the same area. It's they, in our space. It's in our area.
Did
they,
our area.
They can't do that to you.
This is my area.
Did they get anything?
I don't think so. I think they just said, watch out for these guys. Or like, they're
they were
stealing
like,
shit from cars.
What is it called? Where you like check doors, see if
that's way too coincidental. If they really
which
look.
Seems like what they did to like me. They were checking, pretty, they no, were, pretty they much. Were checking doors.
Right. They were checking
they,
to see what they found. They found keys and they were like, they, oh, right. shit.
They won fucking gold, baby.
Baby, well, I got my motherfucking gold back. So try again.
Dude, that's, oh my gosh.
That's
still,
that's
wait,
crazy
what if
how you got
them?
That fucking truck back. That makes no sense. Like,
what if that's them? Can you do something?
No.
That footage that we have is so fucking pixelated. Like, they wouldn't be able to, like.
Right. Even your Ring?
Yeah, no, the Ring is very clear, but the footage that we had from the apartment looks nothing like.
Can I put them on the video?
Do it, of course.
Right here, we're putting
of
it up. Course. Baby,
guys,
watch the video on
YouTube.com/ will be served.
Mm-hmm. If you recognize
for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Should we just start putting like pictures of everybody stealing shit every podcast? Like, all right, guys, this is our week's criminals
we
that we have.
Oh, I like that. This week's criminal.
I mean, for some reason, I'd feel really bad, but at the same time, like
it
these
would,
motherfuckers
it would
are like
good if we were like helping and like bringing down criminals. Yeah.
Wait, have you guys seen that guy who has a YouTube channel called Cart Narcs? He like sits in parking lots and waits for people to, when they go up to their car with their shopping cart, they just like leave it right there. They don't take it to the return spot, and he goes up and confronts them.
Oh, that's funny.
And it's just like, why didn't you move this cart or whatever? Like, you're completely blocking another space for another car. Why would you do this? And it was funny because recently a guy gets busted and he's like, oh my gosh, your cart narcs. And he was like,
oh,
he knew what it was, but he's like, I'm sorry, I goofed up, I was being lazy, my
that's
bad, but
funny.
I love you, can I have the bumper sticker? Because I think he puts like a sticker on the car. Took the L pretty well, and it was really funny because he's like, I messed that's up great. And he's like, I can't believe this, I love your videos.
Do you guys return the carts to the cart?
Always.
Every time.
Always.
Cool. Yeah.
Always, because like wind will catch that and can hit another car.
And you got to think about like, that's people's jobs too. Like there's somebody that goes around and gets carts when they're not busy inside.
Hate seeing people pop it up and just leave the two front wheels
on the curb.
The dirt.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
I used to do that in Florida. I would pop it right up on the grass. Oh. I was young. It was different times.
It was a different time.
It's a waste of time.
And I was high most of the time. So.
Wait, I have a cart story from the other day. So I was at the grocery store like a couple weeks ago, and half the parking lot was blocked off with caution tape. I guess they were just limiting the amount of people that were going into the store.
Mm-hmm.
So there was only a certain amount of spots left, but there was a parking lot next to it that people were parking at and just running into the store and coming back out. So I parked in the parking lot next to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go in, get my things, and it was a full grocery shop. Like, the cart was filled, heavy shit, whatever. I'm running back to my car. And the cart locks. You know, do you know how they have a limit?
Target has that.
Yes. When you get out of the zone, it locks. And it locked.
It locked. How does it do that? Is it like a chip in there? How does it fucking
do
that?
I think it's a magnet.
A magnet from that far?
It's like a magnetic
field.
On the floor. And then I think that the magnet like closes it.
Uh-huh. And you can't like back up and just be like, oh, it's fine. It's like,
yeah, you can't restart. It's done.
Yeah, it's horrible. So I stopped and I'm looking at my car. I'm like, what do I do? I'm in the middle of like there's like a street in between the two. I was like, what do I do? So I stack my arms up.
She's
I
had, in the middle of Kawanga.
I had cases of water bottles, Gatorade. Like I had a lot of stuff. I couldn't do one trip. So I like pushed the cart next to a lady who was like loading her car to like, just to show like maybe it's hers. So I load my arms up and I start running to my car, dropping it off, running back, picking everything up, running to my car, running back. And then finally just like a nice like girl just came over. She was like, this literally happened to me yesterday. She was like, I'm going to help you out. She was like, these people can wait. She was like, pull your car up right here in the middle of the street. I was like, okay. And you know, she helped me. So you know, whoever you are, thank you.
You know, I really like that feature. We should put that on our chargers. Because I'm sick of buying chargers and leaving in the house for people. Because I'll buy extra chargers
don't even start
when we have
me.
People over. So I'll put them like every wall. And that then all of a sudden, stolen. There's two missing. So when they walk out the door, there should be a little magnet where it fucking pulls a charger
back. Who do you think stealing the chargers?
I don't know. I don't know who's it. It's one. It's too. One of us. It's one of our friends. I just don't know.
I've never even used a charger.
But honestly, I think it's just. I think it's honestly.
I'm just like you go to Jeff's house. You open the door and you just see chargers, like all.
I bet it's Jeff. Jeff sits there and charges his phone all the time on the couch.
Oh, that's true. And he did it here too. He's always the one asking for the charger.
We lost like three the other day.
The new ones.
And we just lost a friend.
The good ones. The big supercharger box with the little USB-C port.
We don't have any
double
left.
Double voltage.
Yeah.
That,
I love them.
That'll fuck up your day when you lose one of them.
Oh, man. But it's the best when you like find one. You're like, ooh, I'm keeping this one. And then you lose them.
So it's.
So you do take
so
them.
No.
No, no, no.
No. No, but like if I go to my parents' house and I see one, I'm taking it.
Matthew.
What? My parents don't.
They don't charge their phones.
Yeah.
I know we already talked about like package stealing, but or like just shit at the door, at your door. But like remember when people, you know how people would steal packages from front doors, right? They do it all the time. They'll drive by houses and steal packages. But there are these guys that would leave packages of like a glitter bomb.
Outside
of their house. And they'll bring it in their car. They're open, and there's a camera in there.
And there's a stink bomb as well.
Yeah.
I love those.
My favorite videos, by the way. I love watching those videos. Just seeing their face.
those ones are good. And then the instant karma videos are my absolute favorite because it's so quick.
What instant karma videos?
Just you never seen just people like getting instant karma.
Oh, like the guy like that was like yelling at the other guy like fuck you bitch, bro, and then boom like hits the car right in front.
Yeah, just stuff like that.
Yes,
it is so funny. There was one I just saw earlier today. He was like, he's yelling something at this like person in the crosswalk that was at a car. He was like, hey, fuck you, blah blah blah, and then he's like looking to the side, keeps walking, and just boom. Slams face first into a pole.
Oh, that's
and it's
so
just
embarrassing.
Like, stuff like that is just so
yes. Or when people get
satisfying.
Caught, people get caught stealing.
And
like I love the moms
on
the beach. Oh,
yes!
That's the best video.
Oh, when they try to steal like umbrellas.
Two older women, like in their 60s. Like just stealing their whole beach setup. And he just comes up running with his camera.
So
and he goes,
good.
This is our stuff. And they go, oh, wait. No, I thought we were over there. He goes, no, this is our stuff. And
what
you're
kind
stealing.
Of position are
and
you in to be stealing people's
but like,
beach sets?
At the, it's what's so funny is like they looked like if you were to put a 5-year-old and catch them stealing, it was the same. Just this.
Oh
wait, this is your. This isn't mine. This
yeah.
is yours.
And like, then one of the women snaps on him for like filming, and then that's when you know that they are stealing.
She knew she was gonna be on Facebook moms.
It's crazy that people still steal from front doors when you know there's a fucking camera. The clearest cameras to date are capturing your fucking face, and you still see. Like remember like and. How unlucky do you have to be stealing from like a celebrity's house and then they post about it? Like Phineas. Remember Phineas posted a picture of the guy's face on his Instagram, like main feed. He's like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm just going to post this on my main feed. Hopefully one of you guys know who he is. I'm like, damn, imagine being that guy and Phineas fucking posts that picture on his main feed. Like,
you're done.
Mm-mm. Oh, man. Because one person has to know who that is. who that is.
It must be kind of exciting, though. Like, you get all these boxes, and you come home, and it's like Christmas. You don't know what's in. You're just like, you don't know what you're going to get.
The mystery boxes on eBay.
Yeah.
It's just remember the girl that actually got her mug, her unfiltered mug, stolen? She tweeted at us.
Oh, yeah.
And in my head, I was like, oh, my God, those poor guys probably opened that as a fucking mug after all day of stealing.
Oh, my
of
gosh.
Stealing.
Guys, I got some pretty big news.
What?
What? What? What? What?
Mariah and I have a new roommate.
Oh.
Oh, I was.
I'm
expecting something else.
I am expecting something.
It's our new roommate. The other night we heard something. We were in our room,
mm-hmm.
and we heard this like.
It was. I swear, it sounded like
shuffling
walking
around. Like it sounded like it was in the kitchen. We're like, what the hell is that? I was like, I think somebody's in the house right now.
We were convinced. We were like, somebody's in the house.
That's
like,
the
Heath
worst
was
fucking
like,
feeling.
Heath was like, come here. Come here. Like, she ready comes, to she, rumble.
He puts you in front of him.
Go ready baby, go. To rumble.
You got go it. Baby, go, go be go. Sweet. No, so I walked out and I kept hearing it. And I was getting like closer. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I hear it above me. And it's like this do 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 pitter patter like.
Like walking. Not like critter. Like walking around.
I thought, like in my head, I was like, there's somebody living in my fucking attic eating my cereal.
Just like that. Just like those
yeah,
stories.
That's the first thing. And then all of a sudden I heard like this scratching, like hard scratching. And I was like,
oh,
holy
it's in.
Shit.
Oh.
But yeah, I think we have like a big raccoon possum or something up in the roof.
It's definitely not little.
I did not dare to go up there.
Oh, so it's still up there.
Yeah.
You got to get someone.
Why don't you get rid of him?
Dude, it could be an owl.
Before we continue, we have another sponsor on this podcast, baby. We got HelloFresh.
What is HelloFresh?
HelloFresh is a delivery service where you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your door.
Mm-hmm. They got something for everybody. They've got the low-calorie, the vegetarian options, and they've also got stuff for family-friendly needs.
Ooh, which is perfect for me.
Right, baby. Low calorie.
No, I was talking about the family friendly one, baby. I eat a lot.
Right.
But you know what? I have been watching my weight. I've been working out a lot and I've been cutting down some fat. I had lost 2 pounds
there
in the
you
past
go.
4 weeks.
Very good.
But I've been eating HelloFresh, which has helped me lose those 2 pounds.
Good. HelloFresh is great because it cuts out the stressful meal planning, grocery trips, and it allows you to get dinner cooked in just about 30 minutes.
Or even 20 minutes with their quick recipe option.
And what's super great about it is that everything comes directly to your door, already pre-measured. You don't have to worry about wasting any food. Everything's already ready to go and you use exactly what you're getting.
Keep your fridge stocked by adding extra proteins or sides like garlic bread weekly.
And what I really love about HelloFresh is that they've donated over 2.5 million meals to charity in 2019.
And this year is even stepping up their food donations due to the coronavirus crisis.
So you already know that Mariah and I like to cook a lot. We actually just made the other night. It was the hot honey and chicken with potatoes and broccoli.
Mm, yep. I help out too.
I'm going to have to upgrade to the family plan because Zane is always coming over here and wanting some free food.
That is a fat joke, but maybe it's okay because HelloFresh is too good.
So guys, if you want a nice home-cooked meal, you want to surprise your family, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your best friend, whoever it is, if you want something nice delivered directly to your door, everything you need, do the work, baby. Go to HelloFresh.com/unfiltered60 and use code unfiltered60 and you're going to get $60 off your first 3 weeks.
Including free shipping on your first box.
So again, that's HelloFresh.com/unfiltered60. Use code unfiltered60 and you're going to get $60 off your first 3 weeks.
Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details.
That's driving me crazy. Speaking of driving.
There it is.
Do you guys remember learning how to drive?
I remember my dad teaching me how to drive. It was the scariest thing in my life.
Yes.
My dad is like 6'4", 265 pounds. Just a big dude. He's not like overweight. Like he's just huge. Just a huge guy. And he's so intimidating. And imagine being like a little kid learning how to drive and he's in the passenger seat just like.
I know. You think it's going to be this fun experience and then your dad kind of snaps on you.
It's
and it becomes
terrifying.
The worst moment
I remember
ever.
Like I was doing turns and stuff and I'm like, in my head, I'm doing all right. But imagine, I'm putting myself in his shoes. Imagine teaching somebody, like we look at driving right now. It's like, it's just like this. You just get in the car and you're driving. You're not thinking about what you're doing. It's just like, it's natural. It's like, imagine teaching a baby to walk. Be like, just pick your fucking foot up. Put it in front of the other and just walk. Like it seems like such a frustrating thing. So like now being older, I get why he was so annoyed. Like, just turn the fucking stereo. Stupid. Give it gas. Go.
You see, y'all are dumb. I'm smart. I would just sneak the car out. I never asked my parents to, like.
They're like, wait, why do you know how to drive so good?
No, I wouldn't even bother asking because most of the time they would say no. And then the times I would drive, it was stressful. Like, it just wasn't fun. I didn't like doing it. I would just sneak the car out.
Oh, he a bad bitch.
Oh, wow.
All the time.
Same.
All the time.
I would not have the guts.
Where would you go?
Because, like, because to me, driving was like, you get in the car and you drive. And it's always been like that. Like, I it was just annoying. So I just got in and just drove myself to places.
Wow.
Did I want to know how I got caught driving?
Yeah.
Wait, is this is before your permit or anything?
This is before my permit.
Jesus.
Yeah, because I didn't get my permit till I was like 7. Like, I didn't get anything till I was like 17, 18.
Wait, how'd you get caught?
It was my brother's car and this was like in the middle of the night.
The audacity.
The audacity.
So I leave, I pick up my friend, and we're driving around, and we find a cat.
We found a bag of wheat.
Find a cat, and we're like, ooh, look, cat. We grab the cat, and we put it in our car. We're not catnapping it. We're going to return it, but we want to hang out with it for a bit. So we bring the cat in the car,
and
we're driving around. We're like, oh, my God, this is such a cute cat, blah, blah, blah. And then we drop it back off after, like, 5 minutes.
Oh,
but we don't realize that cats leave cat hair. And so the next day, my brother gets in his car, and he looks in the backseat, covered in hair. And that's how we got caught.
Oh, man.
What in the world?
That's really funny, actually.
But he never told my parents, I don't remember him ever telling my parents, but I thought that was really funny.
Wow. Did you have to go to driving school?
No.
Like,
or did you
we
do,
all,
like, self-taught?
Everybody had to.
I know, but some people did, like,
no,
self-taught at home.
No.
Like,
yeah, like the student driver on the back of the car. No, I never did that.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Oh, with the guy, like, on the road?
Yeah, where, like, the guy has, like, the brake on his side of the car.
I think in Florida, that's how you get your driver's license.
Yeah, I got mine at Sears. There was Sears driving school.
At Sears?
Yeah, at Sears.
How? No, I never went to school.
And after school, I would have to go for, like, 2 hours, like a few times a week, just to do the class part.
Weird.
And then my mom would drop me off at the mall and I would get in a car with a guy and log in hours of us driving. And the worst was you had to get, like, it was like two or three of us and we'd all take turns driving the car. And I hated that because I was like, I don't want to be in the car with this inexperienced driver driving. So you would, like, watch these other kids, like, fail and mess up and being in the back seat.
And you only fucked up because you were like, because you were scared because everybody was watching. That was like the.
Yes.
I used to go to driving school in Plantation High. They had, like, a driving course where you had
to. Yeah,
every
high school, I think, has a driving course.
My parents made my. Did he? You didn't have. Did you have to take it?
No,
for a driving
I didn't
course?
Have to. No.
Okay, I think
it was just if you wanted extra practice.
Yeah,
you can do it.
They made me take that, so I had to take it. But I was so bad at tests. Where I would constantly not, like, pass the test, like the written test.
Dude, some of the questions are stupid.
It's not an everyday question.
Yeah,
They're not everyday questions.
I had to take the exact same test.
It was something about, like, the construction site sign, and it was, like, something very specific to the light driving, and I'm like, hold on. Wait, nobody fucking knows this. Why? Like, why are you giving me this question out of the 20 questions that you're going to give me? How about you give me a question what the fucking red light does and what yellow light and green light does? Because that's really...
Stop, speed up, and go.
Yeah. Me and my siblings started to learn to drive, like, as soon as we could reach the pedals. I was probably, like, 10 or 11. But my first time, like...
And that's on living in the middle of nowhere.
The very first time I was driving, my mom obviously had me on her lap. And she was like, do you want to pull into the garage for me? I was like, yeah. So she had the pedals and I had the steering wheel. And the wheel was turned already. And I didn't know. I thought it was already straight. So she started pressing the gas. And then she was like, okay, you have to turn the wheel. And it wasn't, like, clicking. I was, like, confused because it wasn't my feet on the pedal. So I was thinking, like, wait, I'm not doing. I was confused. And then we both got confused and we hit the house.
Oh, no.
Like there's a picture. I'll bring up the picture. But we hit the side of the garage, the house. She was more scared.
How do you explain that? You go to the husband like it was her.
That's the thing. She was more scared of my dad. So she started, like, fake crying because she was like, we have to make him feel bad. Because something like that, my mom's like, oh, we'll fix it. But my dad, like, freaked out. So that was one time. And then then the other time I was, when I was like actually sitting in there by myself, we went to a New Year's party. I was 12 years old and my parents were drinking. And the house that we went to, it was a friend's house. It was probably like an 8 minute drive. It was like under 10 minutes. It wasn't far, but it was a blizzard outside. It was snow and I never drove in the snow before, but my parents were drinking and we left and my mom was like, Mariah, do you want to drive?
And you're
I was like
12.
No, I was 12.
You were 8?
No, I was 12 at the time. I was like 12. She was like, do you want to drive? And I had my, because my older brother slept over at that house. It was his friend's house. So then it was me, my two siblings in the back, and my parents. And they were drinking, so they didn't want to drive. And on top of it, it was snowing out. We didn't have four-wheel drive.
Like,
it was,
God, imagine those questions. Ooh, I would not be able to
tell them snow. We took all back, and it's Pennsylvania.
Imagine the cop pulling that over.
Right. Well, luckily, it was only back roads, and there's no, like, street light. It's Pennsylvania, and there's no street lights. It's, like, cornfield. So I was going literally probably 6 miles an hour the whole time, but I made it home, and I did it.
Wow. That's my love.
Now that so many of us are stuck at home, it's only a matter of time that we're going to run out of things to watch on Netflix.
Right. Like the other day, I was binge watching the Doctor Who that is only available in the UK.
You said that the Doctor Who.
Baby, you know, a little time machine doing thing. It's so simple. All you got to do is fire up the ExpressVPN app, change your location to the UK, and just refresh Netflix, and bam, baby, you are good to go.
You see, look, ExpressVPN hides your IP addresses and lets you control where you want sites to think you're located.
Right. And you can choose from over 100 different countries, so just think about all the Netflix libraries you can choose from.
But it's not just Netflix. ExpressVPN works with other streaming services like Hulu, BBC iPlayer, YouTube, you name it.
Mm-hmm. And you could use it on your phones, media devices, your smart TVs, anything you want, and anywhere you are. It doesn't matter if you're on a small screen, big screen, and just take it wherever you go.
If you visit our special link right now at expressvpn.com/unfiltered, you can get an extra 3 months of it for free.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So just go to expressvpn.com/unfiltered and you're going to get an extra 3 months for free.
Support the show, watch what you want, and protect yourself with ExpressVPN at expressvpn.com/unfiltered.
And it's as simple as that, baby.
Boom, done. My favorite thing is when teenagers are first learning how to drive, but like they're very like their feet are very sensitive to the pedals. Uh-huh. And just when the parents like, okay, honey, stop. Like them freaking out makes the kid freak out and they don't press the brake, but they press the gas hard.
Uh-huh. Floor it.
And they just fucking rut like Vard on. That was the funniest fucking thing to watch.
I hated when my mom like if you would brake too hard or something, like she'd be like,
Oh, like when you
oh,
brake.
Just
like,
a deep
yeah.
breath.
Just a deep breath.
Or when the light turns
like, give
yellow.
Give me a break. Throw me a bone when the light
so,
turns.
So I thought like learning how to drive an automatic car was awful when I first learned. But when my parents taught me how to drive stick.
I wish I knew how to drive stick.
That was literally hell. It was the most frustrating thing because imagine like.
Because you don't want to pop the clutch or
Oh, you stall it. So it would just be like, all right, give it a little bit of gas. Let off the clutch and you bucking broccoli. You chill. And then it would stall out and then they're just like, do it again, turn it back on. So you just do it again and just like ease it and just boom, boom.
That's funny.
The way it is, like the way it stalls on you, it feels like your car just broke down.
You know how to drive worst. Stick?
Yeah, I had to drive.
Oh, wow.
I had to drive a torso. What is it? A torso?
A what?
A torso. It's either Toyota or Honda makes it, but it was like a tiny car and it was stick.
A Toyota Tercel.
Tercel, sorry.
Tercel.
Ooh, that got good gas mileage, 1998.
Okay.
32.
It was a shitty fucking car. It was like this tiny red car and it was
everybody
awful.
Everybody listening to the podcast driving in their Tercel. They're just
no,
like,
I mean, y'all know it's a shitty fucking car too. No, so I'd have to drive it to Sawgrass every day and there's no garage parking garages. You can't park inside. So I'd always have to park outside and my windows were broken. So they would always be down.
Oh, that's funny.
So like, and you know, half the time it was raining. So it'd always rain and it would completely fucking soak everything in the car. And I have to sit in the wet car every fucking day.
Man.
I just remember that. And it was like, oh my God, it was awful. And like, just having to drive that every day and then having to work at Forever 21. Oh my fucking God. It was the
worst. Why'd you say Saltgrass? Saltgrass Steakhouse?
No,
Sawgrass Mall. Sawgrass Mall. Sorry.
I was like, you worked at Saltgrass Steakhouse?
The big mall in Florida.
You talking about like the rain and the water in the car just reminded me. My dad told me the story when he was younger. He had a, you know what Datsun is? The brand Datsun?
Dachshund?
D-A-T-S-U-N. Okay. It was like before Nissan. It was a Datsun 240Z. Super, super sick car. They're like really badass. But he had one of those that he fully built. But when he first got it, the whole bottom was rusted out. So when he was driving, he could look down the car and see the ground underneath him passing by as he's driving. Because the whole bottom.
This shit reminds me of like the Flintstones car. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because it was a rust.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
That's funny.
That's crazy how it goes through that. Like, you get, that's deep then.
Right.
Because I feel like a car, it's like.
It's a little low car.
Got it.
So it was like you're already low to the ground, but there was the whole bottom was rusted out.
That's funny.
And he said the car saved his life because he was driving and he was falling asleep one night while he was driving. And as he was driving, he hit a puddle and water like splashed up through the bottom. And he was like, "What the fuck?" And then like realized like, "Oh my god." Like he was like falling asleep on the road.
Oh, like
the water coming up
and,
like.
And now he is the inventor of the cars that wake you up.
And he invented bottoms to cars.
That's funny. I learned to drive on a minivan. Like I grew up driving minivans. And that, so that's why, I think that's why I like bigger cars. Like when my first car was like a smaller car, I was like, I can't see anything down here. It was horrible. That's why I like being up high and bigger.
Just feel safer. Yeah. It's just nice.
I felt safe in a minivan. I don't know.
Dude, I don't think I've ever mentioned this, but my first accident in my Mitsubishi, you remember my hood was always up?
Yes.
Okay. I've actually never confessed this, I need to tell my parents this.
What kind of Mitsubishi did you
have? A Galant.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually really liked it. It was my first car. $2,000. It was in the shop every week. Every week it was in the shop.
And that's all you get what you pay for.
Yeah. So the first accident I got into in that Galant, I actually I hit somebody. I was changing music and I hit somebody in front of me. My shit was fucked, but the person in front of me, not a scratch, which it should be.
Right.
That's how it should be. She got out and I was like, I am so sorry. I wasn't paying attention. She's like, you're good. You're good. And she gets in her car and leaves. And I was like, I'm fucked. I'm going to be grounded. This car is like not my car anymore.
Say it was in the parking lot. You was at Big Lots.
And that's exactly what I did. Not parking lot, but I said that I ran. I was driving. I had the light and someone ran a red light and was making a left turn. And I hit them making a left turn.
Your parents just don't know about this?
They don't know about it.
Oh, so my god.
That's how I got in my first accident.
That's really funny.
I couldn't tell them that because I would get my car taken away.
Don't you have to send pictures in to your insurance company?
I mean,
because the lady left.
Because the lady left. Because it's a lady that like sells insurance.
That'd be such an interesting job. Is like you look at like insurance claims and people send in the pictures and they tell you what happened and you're like, that's not that front.
You like,
that's not from.
Two plus two is four.
What's so crazy is the people that can like measure the tire. Marks on the ground for like how long the marks go. You could figure out the speed at which they were before they
made they studied like, it over and over and over. They know what
they just have much like
I don't know
examples.
Like they know what a fender bender is versus like a tail end collision. I don't know my collision
terminology.
Remember my G Wagon at the first house that I had the tree. Came down.
Yeah.
Or no, not the. Sorry, it wasn't the tree.
You had the garage, but then you also backed it into a tree, right?
What I just said, the tree fell down. That's what I was telling the insurance company. That's what happened.
Right.
So I actually backed into a tree, and then 2 days later, I called the insurance company because I remember it was really fucking windy and shit was actually falling down, but nothing hit my car. So I was like, ooh, this is a good opportunity. I'm going to use this opportunity to tell them that this happened. So I called my insurance company. I said, hey, the tree, like it was a really windy night. Tree came and hit the back of my car. Like, is there any way you guys can come fix it? Do I have like some type of warranty? They're good. They go, okay, perfect. Great. There's a camera on the back. There's cameras all over the car.
No.
So
they were basically sending the footage.
Okay, we're gonna like
Zane's out chopping a tree down.
So we're gonna take a look at the footage, and I remember just going, okay, just let me know. And I remember hanging up and never calling him back because I knew they were gonna
That's
look at that footage
so
and
funny.
See my ass just go and you're walking around going.
That's really good.
That's so smart. Like, yeah, it helps you like see behind you, but it helps insurance companies so much to see what actually happened to your fucking car. An accident.
That's so funny.
Don't be shy. Show us some more.
You guys want to wrap it?
Yeah, let's wrap it up, baby.
Yeah, drive safely, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please
don't drink and drive. It's
don't
so fucking stupid.
Either.
Be smart on the road.
Wear your seatbelt.
Keep your friends aware and awake.
But all right, guys, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for watching. As always, I still see some comments that are saying, where's the podcast? We post the audio every Monday and the video every Tuesday.
Where's the podcast?
Comment down below what you're doing while you're listening.
Yes.
I'm curious.
And upvote the upvote the ones where like that you do it when you're doing that. I'm curious as well.
I'm curious too. Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much as always. And we love you. And we'll see you next Monday.
Bye.
Peace and blessings,
peace
baby.
And love.